Everybody feeling good? You know, really, it's not about how you feel. You know, when we talk about doubt, doubt really is, it's not in God's vocabulary, but it's in ours. And so when we doubt, what we're saying is that we don't believe that God can or that God will. And sometimes in our life, we have to get past that doubt in order really to partner with God and really what he believes about your situation and in your life. And I'm excited because I believe that God wants us to move away from this past thing that we have and really accept our future in him and really go for it. Because God's up to something new. He's up to something fresh. And he wants us to be a part of it. How many of you really want to be a part of what God's doing? All right, that means we got to start thinking differently and we got to start living differently. If you really are a new creation and old things have passed away and all things have become new, guess what? God said, let's start thinking new in our life. So this whole series about resetting is us seeing things and getting things adjusted in a new and different way, not just sometimes, but all the time. God is not so much interested in you looking back in your past as he is recognizing that you had a past, knowing that he's bigger than it, but you have a future. And I believe that God wants to break us out of this doubt cycle in our life so that we really can begin to see the God of miracles work in our life. And I think most of us in here would agree that God is a God of miracles, but I think we look at it differently. We can read about it, and that's what makes the Old Testament so exciting because we see God do it, or the New Testament exciting because we see the disciples do it. But how many of us really have experienced that miracle-working power in our life? And that's what God wants to happen in our life, that resurrection power that is working in our life daily. Do you know the same power that raised Christ Jesus from the dead dwells in you? And the Bible says that it will quicken your mortal body. And so God wants us up. God does not want us down. I realize that life, it's reality. And the reality of it is that we oscillate back and forth between I will and I won't. I feel like it and I don't. But at the same time, God wants us to recognize that that power that lives inside of us gives us that overcoming spirit to say that I will do what God has called me to do no matter what in my life. Reset. It's time to reset that mindset, cycling back to old things. Old things. Listen, the Bible calls him the Ancient of Days, but he's doing something new. What he did with the Old Testament was great for the Old Testament. God said, listen, I want to do something new today in your life, but you keep trying to limit me and box me into what I did 2,000 years ago, 1,000 years ago. Listen, I'm about today. I want to do something new today. But will you believe me for that? Do you really believe that I can and I will in your life? And that should excite you. Anytime you're in the presence of God and you experience it like you did tonight and that song hits you, the reason why it hits you that way is because God is trying to get you to see and believe that it is him who can do it, that he has not forgotten you, that though you might feel a certain way, that that dead thing in your life that you're praying about, that God can actually resurrect in your life. And for some of us, that dead thing is you. And God said, listen, I would love for you to come alive again. When was the last time you really felt the Holy Spirit in your life moving and working to the degree that you had an experience with God that left you not doubting that he is God? And taking it a little bit further, what was it that stopped those experiences from happening in your life? Because God doesn't change. His word doesn't change. And so we have to look at ourselves and say, did I move? Did I change? And if that's the case, God, I ask for forgiveness and draw me back by your spirit so that I can commune with you again. Because I miss those days. You know, Jesus is praying in the New Testament And he's praying for believers. And he says, Father, I pray that they would be one, even as we are one. He had such an intimate relationship with his Father, and he wanted so much for his followers to experience that intimacy that he said, I pray that there be a oneness that's there. Not just with you and them, but also with each other. And so when we look at Ephesians, and we talk about this whole series about God adjusting our mindset and adjusting who we are, we pick it back up in chapter 4, in our starting verse. In verse 14, it says that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. He said that we should no longer be children. God wants us to grow up into all things in Him so that we can experience the fullness of God and what He actually has for us. Not just a little taste, but what He actually has. You might be satisfied with what you're getting, but I'm not satisfied with what I'm getting. I like what I'm experiencing, but I know that God has called me to come up into a different level, and in those levels to experience new and different facets of God that I have not experienced before. And as a Christian, I believe that God has that for every single one of us. But are we willing to get there into that place? And God is so good because He'll allow us to get to a point and a place in our life where something has to change. And for the most part, we don't change unless we have to change. And it's really hard to change before we have to change for some of us. But God is always doing something new in our life. And the Bible says that we should keep in step with the Spirit of God. That means not behind the Spirit of God, not in front of the Spirit of God. It doesn't mean that we don't have faith and sometimes we get ahead of God. I believe that God would allow us or wants us to get, or let's just put it this way, that He would rather us be ahead of Him and believe for something than always have to be pulling us along and saying, come on. I'd rather you risk for me than play it safe. And so in our life, keeping step with the Spirit, you know the Spirit of God has already done those things in your life. In the spirit realm, things are already done. They're already done. And I believe that God is always creating something in our life. The Bible says that in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. I don't believe God just stopped creating. I believe that He's creating opportunities. He's creating ways for you to know Him. He's creating doors of opportunity for you to walk through in your life. God does not just stop. He is always at work doing something in our life. And that the Spirit of God wants us to keep in step with Him so bad because He knows the benefit of having that intimate relationship with Him and what it looks like for you. What it looks like for you. How many of you have experienced God in this way before? Of where God has had to almost push you along and say, listen, I have already forgiven you. I have already set you free from that. If we can just move on to this next step in our life, our relationship together would be so much better. But instead, what happens with us is that we don't fully know how to receive what God has done in our life. Or receive what He is doing. And what that causes is, it causes us to stay stuck in our life. Do you know you really have to receive forgiveness? For you really have to receive things in your life. Not just one of those things where it's like, okay, thank you. No, you really have to receive it and wear it. I am forgiven. I am accepted. And walk like that. Because if you don't, the enemy has a way of coming in to try to get you to think, like God did not do that for you, and that you need to stay stuck in that same sin or that same mindset in our life. And so what am I getting at tonight? It's real simple. Number one is this. Seeing is believing. Seeing. When you see God do something in your life, what does it do for you? It makes you believe and come up into a different level of faith because you saw him do it. That's where God wants you to stay. He wants you to stay there. He doesn't want you to go back. He wants you to stay. And for the most part, for some of us, it's a matter of us recognizing what God has already done in our life. And knowing that if God could do that for me, he could do this for me also. And you know the one thing that's great about a fast is that a fast brings us back into remembrance of the goodness of God and how good he's been to us. And it resets our mindset to say, oh, you're right. You've always been good. I just forgot. Or I've allowed other things in my life to distract me and not really focus upon you. That's why there's such a tug of war for your attention. Because the enemy knows that if he can get your attention, he's got your faith stifled. And so in your life right now, and you can be very honest with yourself, you don't have to raise your hand. Has not God gotten your attention during this fast? And if he has not, come talk to me because we got to talk, work some stuff out. Gotten your attention? God is not interested in you staying the same. God is interested in you changing. So seeing is believing. Sometimes you just have to remember and the goodness of God and what he did so that your faith level can jump up and say, you know what, now I believe that he can. And what it does for you is that it stabilizes you in your faith to say, no, I'm going to stand in this because I saw God do it. He's going to do it again. So he is. Next is that you have to understand the power of consistency in your life. If you don't do things consistently, you will never see progress in your life or change in your life. If you do it once in a while, you're going to get once in a while results. God doesn't want you just to feel good. He wants your faith to be established so that when the feelings are not there, you can stand still. And that's where maturity comes in. The feelings are wonderful, and I love feelings. I love loving my wife when there's feelings. I love experiencing the presence of God when there's feelings. It makes me want to jump out of my skin, tear the devil apart, you know, bring the kingdom down, everything. It all, I want to throw it all out. Bring the faith out, start bringing it. But at the same time, God is looking for something deeper. And I believe that God wants us to have that type of tenacious faith all the time. Not that we're walking around looking for devils, not that we're walking around trying to tear down the kingdom of darkness all the time, but you know what I do believe? That we are walking around looking for opportunities and realizing, like we talked about last week, the kingdom does suffer violence and the violent take it by force. Listen, aren't you attracted to people who are zealous and who are passionate about what they do? You can't tell me that when you get around someone who does not have or has what you don't have or and what you're looking for, that it does not inspire you. I'm going to brag on my brother-in-law, Sean. Sean is a freak of nature for his size when it comes to lifting weights and being in the gym. His attitude about lifting and the way he does it inspires me because of the way he goes about it. Because he's passionate about it. And in your life, I think God would rather you be passionate about something. Be passionate about something. But be consistent about it. What is it in your life right now that you know you love to do? Do it. Because it's the very thing that God placed there for you to find fulfillment. But also attract other people to him. That's why it's there. But the enemy does everything he can to hold it down. Because God forbid you get excited about something. Because what it does is that it actually shows that there is a God worth serving and that you're actually excited about serving because God, it's okay to be excited. I don't know where it came that we can't be excited or we can't be zealous about our relationship with God or what we do, whether it's teaching, whether it's playing sports, whether it's administrative work. God has given you that stuff for a reason. It's part of his gift set for you. God wants you to be excited about it because you find fulfillment in it. And you know what? The lie is that God does not want me to find fulfillment in what I'm called to do. I'm just supposed to suffer for Jesus. Where is that? Where is the excitement in that? Find fulfillment in what God has called you to do, and I promise you, your world outlook would change. Because all of a sudden, God will open doors for you that you never even saw coming in your life. Because you actually started accepting what God has given you, and not just accepting, but walking in it. But the power is in the consistency. If you want a solid relationship with the Lord, it is going to take you consistently spending time with him. Consistently. It doesn't work like once a year during fast time. Man, I really felt close to God. When? Last January, we had a fast, and it was like 21 days, and I'll tell you what. And we're in December of this year. Well, like 12 months went by. The fast should not bring you closer to God, and that's the only time it brings you closer to God. The fast is just a kickstart for you to get going, but to remain with him. I think God would rather you have spent one solid day with him than 21 days of, I just did it. But consistency. He says, abide in me, and I in you. Because, listen, if you do that, you're going to bear much fruit. That fruit's going to remain. You know why? Because, listen, without me, you can do absolutely nothing. So you want a consistent relationship with God, you need to set aside time to do that, but also at the same time, you want power, stay consistent. The power is in the consistency. Sean does not get strong on the gym doing it one time a week. It's consistent. It's pushing himself. It's doing things differently. It's changing it up. It's finding creative ways, being consistent. And you can look at it in your own life. When you do things consistently, things change. They change. The lamp is no good if it is not plugged into the outlet. It could look pretty. Man, that's a great lamp. It's got a great little shape. But if it is not plugged into the right source, it doesn't fulfill its purpose. And what is its purpose? It's to shine. So you cannot have the object without having the thing that it's supposed to be plugged into. It just does not work that way. You by yourself do not work the way you're supposed to work unless you're plugged into the right source. It just doesn't work that way. And so God would have us to remain plugged so that light can shine before men and so that they can see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. That's why you being a light is so important. That's why you staying consistent in your relationship with God is so important. Because it's the light that's going to push away the darkness. And the darkness is there, but in reality, once light hits it, it dissipates. And you have the light of the world living inside of you. You know, we used to sing the songs, don't let Satan snuff it out. I'm going to let it shine. And as kids, right, it's a great song. Kids sing it. Kids have no idea what they're even saying. You realize now, that's a powerful song. It's for kids, but the application remains the same. What are you in your life? What are you allowing the enemy to snuff your light out so that you're not shining the way you should be shining in your life? So the power is in the consistency. Got to be consistent. I got to do it. You want change? Do something different. Remember when you were younger, there was this phrase that said, practice makes perfect. It's never perfect, right? It's never perfect. But what it does, it makes permanent. Practice makes permanent. I'm going to do it again. And what is it doing? All of a sudden, it's becoming part of you. God wants us to get to that point in our life, in our relationship with Him, where spending time with Him and doing things for Him is just second nature. It's just part of who I am. There's a thing we talk about in the gym, we call it muscle memory. You work out and you do things so that the muscle gets trained, so that the next time you do it, all of a sudden it's just habit and it's a natural thing. The body part knows to do that because you worked it and you did it. Progress in these people, you know that they're learning what muscle memory is, because what they used to struggle with, they don't struggle with anymore. They just go in, they take up the weight, they do it right, they know what to do because their body is becoming accustomed to the way they're supposed to do it, but they had to learn it. So what is God asking you to learn or relearn in your life so that it becomes something that's part of just what you do? Consistency. You see it on your jobs. You see it in your workplace. Consistency. People want to see consistency. You want to see your kids be consistent. If you're going to start it, at least try to finish it. I get it if it's not your thing, but let's find the thing and let's be consistent with it. And so this year, this attitude about resetting, what does that look like for you? To set, change in a new or different way. What is God asking you to do this year differently that's going to set and it's going to stick in your life? You know, sometimes when they make like pottery, and you know, you've seen those movies and you see them on like the wheel, they're making the whole pottery thing and they're doing it with their hands. And the whole idea about that is that it takes a while sometimes for those things to set and to be in the position where they need to be and really what they were created to be. It started from nothing, but the sculptor sculpts it to the point of where it's, and once it gets off the wheel, it sits and it stays eventually. So it was. It hardens, it takes shape and where it needs to be. And so then you can actually use it for what it's supposed to be used in your life. And you know, it's the same way in our life. He's the potter. I'm the clay. Mold me and make me. This is what I say. Old song. So God has us on the wheel and He's shaping us and He's molding us and He's doing those things. But here's the deal. Every once in a while, it takes us off that wheel a little bit. We set. The things need to stay where they need to stay, because God knows if He doesn't allow that process to take place, you can't stay on the wheel the whole time. It's not healthy. Because what ends up happening? You've seen it, especially in Ghost. The stuff just starts flying everywhere. God knows that we got to take you off. We need you to set a little bit. And then guess what? Eventually we'll put you back on. We'll work in a different area of your life. We'll mold it. We'll shape it. We'll take you back off. We'll let it set. And when I like what it sees, guess what? You're going to go right back on it. But God does it that way because He wants things set. He wants you to learn things, and He wants those lessons to remain. He wants the areas that are broken to be set and to stay set so that they don't have to be rebroken again. Last week we talked about re-breaking. Sometimes God has to go in and re-break areas of our life that never really healed right in the first place. And so what He wants to do is He wants to re-break them so that He can set it right, so that it can stay healed and stay set. And how many of us in our own life right now that we are experiencing that, where God's just resetting stuff and say, listen, I'm doing it for a reason because I want it set. I don't want that thing flying out every time a difficulty comes in. And you know what I'm talking about. Every time something comes in that challenges your emotions or challenges your faith, all of a sudden you begin to unravel. God says, no, I want to deal with that. I want to set you so that when that stuff comes in, you say, it doesn't matter. I'm going to keep serving God. I'm going to stand firm, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. That's where God wants us to get. Not that we flinch every time something comes in our life. I think got to that point in our life where we stand and we stand firm. And though it's hard sometimes and we might have a tendency to want to go back, but because we've been set so in a place and God has brought so much healing in our life, we don't go back We might bend, but we stay. It's the mark of a Christian. It's the mark of a healthy person. And I don't have time to go into that and delve into that tonight. That's what community groups are for. But healthiness in our life requires that we continue to move forward, set boundaries in our life that are set there for a reason, so that we don't fall back into old cycles, unhealthy patterns in our life. Stand firm, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Stand firm, immovable. I don't want you to move. I want you to keep going. Not that we're not moving forward, we are, but I don't want you tripping. I don't want you looking there. I don't want you looking for retreat. Stand firm. So what does that look like for me? How do I start getting like set in my life, and how do I do it? Well, it's real simple. Here's the key. You start walking. Well, what do you mean? Yeah, you start walking. We're waiting for God to come down and just pick us up and say, man, I'm just going to fix you now. I want you to start walking, because as you walk, I'm going to bring healing in your life. There's a story in the Bible in the New Testament, blind man. We're familiar with the story. Spits in the mud. Weird way to heal the man. Spits in the mud. What does he do? Put the mud in the guy's eyes. He asks the guy, he says, all right, what do you see? He says, well, I see men, and they're like walking like trees. He didn't see men. They're like trees. Jesus did it again. What do you see? I see men. Sometimes you just got to keep walking into Jesus until you see clearly. It's not a matter of God just doing it by you sitting there. And God can do miraculous things in your life, but you know what he wants to see? I want to see you walk in me, because listen, I've got the ability to be able to surround you and help you see clearly. That's where faith comes in. Faith comes in. It's not going to happen unless you walk. Talk to anybody who works in a hospital, anybody who's in rehab. What are they doing? 90% of the time. Honey, come on, it's time for your walk. Come on, I don't want to go. No! You know, the whole thing, it's time for your walk. Walking down the hallway, walking around in circles, whatever it is, for a couple minutes, they sit back down. What are they constantly doing? Honey, it's time for your walk again. I don't want to go. What is it doing? It's conditioning them that this is good for you. This is healthy. You staying in bed is not healthy. You not doing something is not healthy. The Bible says, warn the idle. You don't do something, it's not healthy for you. And so the enemy would like you to stay isolated and by yourself and not doing something and say, well, God's just going to come get me. God never said, I'm just going to come get you. Never. And I tell you, the beautiful thing about God is God has just a miraculous way of making things straight that are crooked. As you start walking, God just knows how to align. You know, sometimes it's a matter of we're in the presence of God, and all of a sudden God's just bringing healing into our life and seeing things differently and clearing out stuff in our life, and it's great. It's great. But God would rather have us walk to what he's called us to walk into. And in reality, what we're doing is we're just walking into him, because he's already there. Already on the other side of your healing. He's waiting for you. That's why having an intimate relationship with him is so key. Because you're not serving a God who's trying to get there. He's already there. He already died for it. He paid for it. And all he's asking is just walk into me. Just walk where I lead you. And even if you feel like it's not the way, listen, it doesn't matter. Just walk, because I know how to get you where you need to go. And all of a sudden, God just will move things in your life and show you things, and you'll see clearly. And you'll see that he's always been there. and he's never left you. Amen. Can we all stand on our feet tonight? Father, I thank you for your presence. I thank you for your goodness. Lord, your grace. Where would we be without you? Lord, thank you for encouraging us, and thank you for, Lord, dealing with us. Helping us realize what an intimate relationship looks like with you. And God, I thank you tonight that people are going to start to see it. They're going to start to see who you are. They're going to start to see your goodness seeking in their life, and it's going to cause them to come up a level in their relationship with you. God, you want so much for us. And God, I pray that that intimacy, God, that you want for us, that we're not going to shy away from, but we're going to draw into you when you draw us. I thank you, God, even as people leave here tonight, they're going to leave in faith, knowing that you're for them, you're not against them. And God, that the things in their life that you're trying to do is for them, it's for their benefit. God, I pray that they would realize that just as a good father leads their kids to good things and wants to give their kids good things, God, that you're so much more father to us, and that you want to lead us into good things and give us good things out of the goodness of your heart, because that's who you are. We're your kids. And God, I pray tonight we would rest in that, and in that notion that we are your kids, and receive that. We're your sons. We're your daughters. And God, I thank you tonight that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Lord, that there is none beside you. There will be none after you. And God, that because of thing, God, you know how we work. You know how we operate. And God, I pray that you would help us to establish some consistency in our life and the things that we do. God, we want power in our life. And God, we know that starts with you. And God, I pray that you would help us to stay connected with you, stay connected with your purpose. God, we want to be all that you've called us to be. In Jesus' name, amen.